We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I've got Mike to my left, Bo across from me. I'm Allie Mack, and Dylan is behind the glass. We're going to go in the huddle in a moment, cover the Bucks, Tristan Wirfs. But first, Deion Sanders is out at Big 12 Media Days, and he is making his opinion known on college salaries.
I wish it was a cap. You know, like, the top of the line player makes this, and if you're not that type of guy, you know you're not going to make that. That's what the NFL does. So the problem is you got a guy that's not that darn good, but he could go to another school and they give him $500,000, and you can't compete with that. That don't make sense. And you're talking about equality, not equality, like equal, I guess it was equality. And all you have to do is look at the playoffs and see what those teams spent, and you understand darn near why they're in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to compete with somebody who's giving $25, $30 million to a darn freshman class. It's crazy. We're not complaining because all these coaches up here could coach their butts off and give them the right opportunity with the right players and play here and there, you'll be there. But it's what's going on right now don't make sense. And we want to say stuff, but we're trying to be professional. But you're going to see the same teams darn near at the end and with somebody who sneaks up in there. But the team that pays the most is going to be there in the end.
Bo, I think I saw you're getting backup on Twitter that Deion's timing of this is a little suspect.
It is. It's very suspect because, his family and have benefited from the system that's in without one. And if you can say that it's about, you know, now that schools can pay, maybe that's what he's referring to, which is fine. I think that a lot of kids have gotten paid over more than they are valued at. But it's just in it. Now you want a cap. You didn't say anything about it before, but now I don't know what the question was. Was he asked, should there be a cap based on the players getting paid from the schools? Maybe. I don't know. Also, he just signed a top high school recruit in Julian Juju Lewis from Georgia, who reclassified and was going the whole time to USC. All of a sudden, he changed, and now he got. So I think the timing is suspect. Do I agree with Deion? I do. I think he's right. I just think the timing is suspect.
I guess that I would categorize a five-star quarterback or a starting quarterback as your high-profile players.
But he's a freshman. But they've never done it. That's the same to me as the rookie salary cap back in the NFL. I view it the same. Like, how do you come in making more than guys that have proven they can do it in college football?
Yeah, but there's no draft in college football, so I just look at it as like a draft capital thing when the NFL, like a five-star quarterback, that's going to be the market for a five-star quarterback. I think what he's speaking on, and he says this at the very beginning of the clip, the first thing he says is your high-profile players are one thing, but the backups are a different one. Five-star quarterbacks coming out of high school, what is there every year? Like, five or six, I don't even know the number, they're going to get money. I don't think that's what he's worried about. I think a Shedeur Sanders, a Travis Hunter, those guys are going to get – they are high-profile players, right? Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year, yeah. Heisman Trophy winner, yeah. High-profile players are going to get money. That's not what Deion's saying in that clip. He's saying the guys that are backups that are literally being lured away, that are depleting every other part of your team – you can't compete with that. And I don't have a problem at all with him going that direction about it. I really don't. I think that because I don't think he's talking about the Julian Lewis's of the world. Julian, anybody could have probably outbid Colorado for Julian Lewis. We saw Bryce Underwood make, what, $10 million going to Michigan. We've seen LSU try to match numbers like that. I know that there's numbers for Oregon and Oklahoma and everybody else, Texas.
How did Deion build his team? How did Deion build Colorado through the transfer portal when you know there was NIL? When he built Colorado to get back, he basically kicked half the freaking team off and then brought players in. You think the players just went – they didn't go – they went there for multiple reasons. They were backups other places, knew they got a chance to start, and they were probably getting a little bit in their bank account because that's how college football's been the last 5 years.
I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying that what he's talking about is that there's a massive, massive discrepancy between what some teams in the Big 12 can pay and other teams in the Big 12 can pay.
That's been college football for 100 years. That's college football for 100 years has been the haves and have-nots. We have a problem with it now.
Yeah, because there's actual from it. Like because you have people actually buying championships outright through straight up money. Yeah, I mean, like a lot of college football. I got news for you. Ain't the same now as it was 100 years ago.
I don't disagree, but how ironic it is that the same. I don't know. I mean, you got 100 years. You got to go. Now you get into armies and navies. But let's go back to like the 70s. The same teams that were good in the 70s: Ohio State, Alabama, early 80s, Georgia. Penn State, Michigan, those teams are still the teams that are in the playoffs every year. So as much as things have changed, they haven't changed that much. It's always going to be we can add 50 freaking teams to the college football playoff. At the end of the day, it's always going to have Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan, Georgia, now Florida. Probably back in it, you know, the Miamis of the world, Clemson is worked, Texas, Oklahoma, those are always going to be the teams in it. That's because those are football powerhouses.
I think all he's trying to say is that's not a fair system, and I completely agree with him.
Well, I hate it for him, but that's the system, and it's not changing.
It should.
Well, there's never going to be.
You just said you agreed with what he was saying.
I agree.
And now it sounds like you don't.
No, I agree with it, but I'm not one to hear someone complaining who's benefited from the system the way it was. He benefited as a player when he was at Florida State in it. He benefited as a coach when he left an HBCU school, took the three best players he had with him to Colorado, paid them handsomely, and then took other teams' backups to make Colorado a better team.
So you're saying he's right. You don't want to hear it from him. You want to hear it from somebody else.
Saying,
but the problem is his megaphone is much bigger than any other Big 12 coach.
My stance has been on this the entire time. I am glad he's saying something. It's ironic that he says something now. Not when he was benefiting from it, but once he's already benefited from it. When he was able to pay his kids and Travis Hunter good money. When he was able to take other teams' backups, pay them a little bit more than they were getting there, and build his program up. Now he says something because he doesn't want the same thing happening to him. Yes, it's ironic now.
We got to move on because there's some interesting stuff going on with the NFL right now that I'm going to need you guys to break down. The NFL and the NFL Players Association agreed to keep collusion findings secret. There's lawsuits involved now. What's going on, Bo?
There's a multitude of things. First, let's start with the fact that apparently they had paused the collusion litigation after the ruling. And the agreement was what it would end whenever one of the sides wanted it to. And I think that started on January 14th of this year. Well, it's now ended because of, what is his name, Howell?
Lloyd Howell.
Lloyd Howell. And his basically he got. They called him out, and he goes, "Well, I better end this. I better make a rule. I better go ahead and file against this and make myself look good." But now we take it a step further because the NFLPA has hired an outside law firm to review Howell's dealings. Okay, last month, per the NFLPA, hired Ronald C. I believe Machen of Wilmer Hale Firm to work with a special committee of players to review Howell's activities as the executive director. Now it went from he got on this thing to. He's done.
Yeah, he's cooked.
It's going to be a bad deal for him.
Me and Allie were walking in the studio this morning. I said, this guy's cooked.
Yeah.
There's no coming back from that as a director of the NFLPA. It's just you and we, you know, you have your ups and downs. We talked about DeMaurice Smith earlier. But you cannot ever do anything as the director of the NFLPA that puts the players in a situation where they don't have all the facts. And that's exactly what you did. I don't know if there is, something deeper here where, he's going to be in a lot of trouble or if this is just him simply not doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, it's an awful, awful look for the director of the NFLPA to have been in cahoots with the owners of making sure they keep something secret.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Yeah, definitely don't want to be in his seat
today.
You don't
want to sign off on that.
Well, we don't have time to cover Tristan Wirfs right now, but we're going to get to that on the other side, along with we got to cover the Braves. They won. They won out in Sacramento. Got to talk about that. And we have a mic'd up on the way.
We got a mic'd up coming up. And look, there are just certain moments in a dad's life where it is just pressure packed. The Super Bowl, if you will. I got one of those coming up on Saturday, and we'll talk about it. That's coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.